Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Bert asked me about the solar activity and what I was measuring yesterday, and I was saying that I had to close the curtains in the studio because the sun's in my eyes. So this morning I'm trying to connect. I can't connect. And I have a whole bunch of different choices for GCN. And my screen was lit up to the wrong one. I couldn't see it because the sun was in my eyes. I'm trying to connect, couldn't connect. And then I realized I was in the wrong one. So I was able to connect just at the last minute. Thank you, Jason, for engineering. Gwyneth is with us. Now, tomorrow we've got Kathy. And Kathy has a full syllabus for class. I think you'll find it quite, quite interesting. And then Greg, I'm not sure what Greg is going to be talking about. I haven't gotten his syllabus. And Bert's hour number two on Friday, absolutely riveting, absolutely riveting. So that's what we have lined up so far. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm really well, and I want to apologize. I see that a whole bunch of times you tried to call into the farmhouse, and I was not near the phone. And I'm sorry to say that.
That's all right. I understand.
I have not been able to take calls from just about everyone, and the reason is all the things that are breaking, all the things that are going wrong, all the collection of supplies and the moving and stacking of hay and fixing of trailers and trucks and, you know, the things that keep breaking on us, it has been a over full-time job working into the darkness every day from early in the morning to till past dark. And I do not, as a farmer, I do not like working in the dark. It's dangerous. I'm not talking about using equipment in the dark. I won't do it. I will not load hay in the dark. I will not load trailers in the dark. But sometimes I have to fix trailers or equipment under lighting outside in the dark. And I don't like doing that either, but sometimes I have to. So the dark brings more danger. And farming is one of the most dangerous passions that exist on the planet Earth. And it has been since the beginning of farming. Gwyneth, you have you had mentioned something about a country that used to be our ally, Russia. And the guy who's in charge, the guy with the big chair in Russia, Dr.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin. Doctor, yes. And I'm not making a mistake.
He is. I think I know that I told you something, and I know that you've gone and checked it and found out that it was accurate what I said. Vladimir Putin is not a medical doctor. He has a PhD in economics. And he sat for his PhD in economics at the time that he was running for the first time for Russian president. So he had his name on the ballot. He had a political campaign running, and just for something to do in his spare time, he decided that he was going to do a PhD in economics. So he enrolled at his local university, whatever that was, and he wrote a thesis, And they accepted it, and they gave him his doctorate. And his PhD thesis was really quite something to read. If anybody has, you know, the time and the inclination to read it, it's not difficult to read. It's been translated into English, and it's very, very, very enlightening. And you will see exactly what sort of person that you are dealing with in this current situation. And I have not read the full thesis, but I read the abstract, which is the beginning part of the thesis, like the introduction of it. And it was very interesting. He was saying in this paper that he wrote that economic prosperity has nothing whatsoever to do with money or currency or Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars or Federal Ruble accounting unit, whatever they are. notes in your pocket. It has nothing to do with that. In fact, that brings the opposite of prosperity. That brings impoverishment and enslavement. And he says as much in this thesis that he wrote. He said that true economic prosperity can only ever come from the control of resources. And if you give the people control of their resources and the inclination to, and if they have the inclination to make use of those resources, then they cannot help but become wealthy. And when I read that, I thought, you know, he's actually right. That the amount of wealth that you have has nothing whatsoever to do with the number of frauds that you have in your pocket. And it has everything to do with the resources that you have under your control. There are people, as we speak, that are earning $2,000 and $3,000 a week working in San Francisco for big tech firms. Some of them are no longer working in San Francisco for big tech firms. Thank you, Elon Musk, for buying Twitter and hopefully shutting it down or making it better. I don't use Twitter. I've never used Twitter except to look at occasional articles, but I've never had it downloaded or anything, and I've never had an account. But, you know, they're earning $3,000 a week, and they're living in a bunk bed in a warehouse. I'm not even kidding. This is what a lot of people now are doing in San Francisco and places like that. Silicon Valley, I think there's these warehouse dormitories in places like Los Gatos. I don't know if you could contact one of our instructors who lives there to see if they've seen these dormitory bunk houses in Los Gatos, and they pay about $1,200 a week. And they're earning like $1,200 or $1,300 a week, and they're dirt poor. They don't even own the bed that they sleep on. Now, how is that even possible? It's possible because they don't have control of their resources. They're earning $2,000 or $3,000 a week, and they don't own anything. So they're not rich. And yeah, I was speaking with a friend today, or the other day, and I was saying to this friend, listen, you've got to put something aside, because you can't live from paycheck to paycheck, because as soon as anything goes wrong, you're done. And my friend laughed at me, because my friend knows that I generally don't have very much free cash. And I said, listen, I don't have much free cash, but look at where I live. I have my own home. I have my own farm. Everything that I have, everything that comes in the door just about, gets turned around and put back into the farm in one way or another, either through feed, through, fencing materials, seeds, plants, etc., etc., you know. And even the money that goes into animal food eventually ends up on the farm because the animals poop it out and that manure, one way or another, gets spread on the paddock or composted and dug into my garden, so to improve the fertility of the property. This means I've got control of my resources, and most importantly, I have control of my time. Now, that means that, I mean, I've got particular health problems as well. If I'm having a day where my health problem is playing up, then I can take it easy. But if I have a day when, I'm good to go, I can get a lot done because I have control of my time because I'm not working for anyone else. And that is the thesis of Vladimir Putin. If you have control of your resources, including your time, including your real estate, including the energy that you use, including your food, including your water, including your children, including everything that you have, your house, everything, you are wealthy. But if you don't have control, then you are a slave and you are poor. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I can put an exclamation point on that. I used to live in Los Gatos, California. Bert called me one day, and I was working for the government, state government, and he said, hey, what are you doing? I said, I don't know, what are you doing? He said, I don't know, what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't know, what do you want to do? I said, you want to start a company? I said, sure. So required me moving to California. So we got the company started. We started making satellite communications equipment. And ultimately, we ended up renting our house. Did I lose connection? Huh.
Hello?
That looks like I'm still... Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear?
I think I accidentally hit the hold button for a moment.
Oh. Okay. All right. So
no, I'm fine. I'm good.
Bert and Andy Gibbs and I started this company in California, San Jose. And ultimately, it looked like it might work. So I didn't want to sell our house. Mrs. Finelli and I bought a house on the East Coast. And it was a 4,000 square foot, all brick, two-story colonial on the East Coast. We decided to rent that and then go rent a house in Los Gatos. So we rented a 4,000 square foot brick colonial for $475 back in 1980. And moved to California where we rented an 1,100 square foot house, one quarter the size, for $675 a month. And this was a shack made out of a material called Homasote, H-O-M-A-S-O-T-E. It's recycled newspaper.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, when Mrs. Finelli and I moved to Los Gatos, California, to start this company with Bert and Andy, we rented this house, and it had a tiny, tiny yard. I mean, maybe an eighth of an acre. And it was $675 a month, 1,100 square feet, made out of, there's an old place, made out of homasote, H-O-M-A-S-O-T-E. Now, this is a 4x8 sheet of compressed newspaper. You might recognize it as egg carton material. I'm not talking about the styrofoam egg cartons. I'm talking about the ones that are paper and you can tear them easily and crumple them up. That's what this is. So in a half inch thick, 4x8 sheet, it's like a sheet of plywood, except it's nowhere near as strong. It's used for bulletin boards. In older schools, they would put a frame around this and put it up on the wall, paint it, you know, in the hallways or in the classrooms, and they'd stick teachers and students would stick tacks in it, and it was a bulletin board. Okay, well, this house, the exterior of it, was made with homasote and furring strips vertical to give it a little bit of style, not much style, and it was all painted to shed the water. That's what this house was made out of, and it was $675 a month, and it was a shack. Okay, so when you talk about expense in Los Gatos or Silicon Valley, California, or San Francisco, that's what you're talking about. And this was 42 years ago. 42 years ago, $675 a month. And that was the least expensive single-family house we could get. Literally. It was terrible. It was really terrible. It had a hot water heater, but it was hung on the outside of the building. Yes, hot water heater on the outside of the building. The floor was tile and it was broken. I mean, it was junk. And I think recently that house sold for well over $1 million. That's what you're talking about, Gwyneth. You're talking about awful living conditions. I mean, this was not the, when you look at expensive homes in California, if you look below $1 million, this is what you're talking about now. A shack. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. Meanwhile, I have 20 acres of land here, which is around about the same amount of land that Donald Trump has on his estate at Mar-a-Lago. And I learned that the other day. You know, I'm not necessarily a big Trump fan, but he was, you know, boasting about how he had this gorgeous 20-acre estate. And I went, huh, I got a gorgeous 20-acre estate too. Maybe Donald Trump wouldn't think it's so gorgeous, but I think it's lovely. And you know why I think it's lovely? Because I control it. I own it. And this is it. Yeah, just people have got to understand that is the most beautiful thing about owning your own place, is that it's your place and no one can ever boot you off. You know, not even the municipality. I mean, ultimately, they have their extortion racket. They call it property taxes. But if you dug your heels in and said, I've got no contract with you, get out, they are, in most areas, they are incorporated. They're a corporation. They have no contract with you. And even if they are not incorporated, they're still a company, which amounts to much the same thing. And they have no rights over you unless you contract with them. And that is how corporate law operates. I mean, is McDonald's standing there with an AR-15 compelling everybody to go into their restaurants and buy hamburgers? No. No, they've got to figure out some other way to trick you to destroy yourself that way, you know, by advertising and marketing. But they, you know, it's ultimately your choice. If you walk into that McDonald's restaurant and buy 4 Big Macs, line them up in a row, and then go through them like Pac-Man or the Cookie Monster or something, that's you doing that. That's you forking out your money to buy that junk food and put it in your body. And you, I think that you have absolutely, you know, you hear about these people and they weigh like 300 kilograms and they sue McDonald's for making them fat. I think they got no right to do that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is doing an about-face and said on Wednesday it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukrainian ports. That's days after suspending it after an involvement over an alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal was a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. The Federal Reserve's meeting this week will conclude today with another interest rate hike to try to calm the raging inflation in America. A hefty 3/4-point hike is expected. So far this year, the Fed has raised the rate of its key rate 5 times at an aggressive pace to keep the threat of recession in check. Financial guru Steve Forbes.
He was recklessly late in fighting the inflation plaguing us today. Now he's making the opposite mistake. He's overdoing it, thereby plunging us into an unnecessarily severe downturn. No wonder Powell's prestige is crashing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So it looks like one of the things that you can take away from this is that some of the prices and costs and things that are happening in California, specifically Silicon Valley, San Francisco area, are not typical of the rest of the United States. So, you know, a house 1/4 the size costing, you know, way more didn't make sense back in 1980, 42 years ago. It certainly doesn't make sense now either. And the salaries that people are earning, or maybe they're not even earning them, the salaries that people are receiving who work in Silicon Valley are unrealistic as well. just as Wall Street salaries are unrealistic as well. You know, the average salary might be $600,000. For what? What actually do they do? Can you eat anything that Wall Street makes? Can you eat anything that Big Tech makes? Does Zuckerberg put food on your table? How about the NASDAQ? You know, the stock exchange. Do they put food on your table? Now, some of the corporations that are on the NASDAQ or are on the big board, meaning the New York Stock Exchange, some of those corporations might actually produce products, but not the NASDAQ or Wall Street itself. They don't do anything except consume and hoodwink. So, let's see. We've got Greg. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent and Gwyneth. Red alert, man. I went to the family, no, it was the Dollar General. And people go to Dollar General and Family Dollar and the dollar store for better prices. And 1 pound of hamburger, and take a guess what the price was.
No, $6?
For one little pound.
$20.
What?
$6. I imagine
how much?
Next month.
$6.
$6 for 1 pound.
Wow.
You could get a meal for that, you know, years ago. A really good meal.
Well, you could get 60 McDonald's hamburgers in 1962 on the East Coast for that, because they were 10 cents a piece. I know that for a fact. I was there. Now, French fries were 20% more expensive. That little baggie of French fries was 12 cents. I know that for a fact. Because back then, McDonald's was a sensation. Going to McDonald's was the thing when they first landed on the East Coast. People were talking about it. You could get 10 hamburgers for a dollar. People couldn't believe it. That was back then.
And they were probably better meat in them back then than what they are now. They probably didn't have the pink, what they call pink goo in them.
Pink slime, yes. Right.
Yeah, I'm glad I've got some land, like Glenn is talking about, because I'm going to start ranging a couple of calves out there. And, you know, I just butchered a deer, and I think about a great big mule deer, how much meat I just put away, what that would have cost me, and I couldn't afford it.
You know, Greg and Gwyneth and class, I'm going to give you a number that might shock you. So we raise cows, and I think some of our cows are as fine as the finest cows anywhere on the planet. That's just my belief. It might not even be true. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, including here, or see or read in the media. So we raise these cows, and we have the equipment to butcher them and saw the meat and big grinder and big mixer, and we have it all here. And we have a commercial freezer, 49 cubic feet. So if we decide, and we do, to have our meat processed by a USDA, fully inspected meat processing plant in Missouri, it will cost us over $1 per pound to have the meat processed. Over $1 a pound. So you don't get anything at this point. Then you have to add in, you know, the price of the cow, the feeding of the cow. So I can understand that. That's how I came up with the number $6. Because that's where we're headed. And it's not going to stop there. It's not going to stop there. When Joe and company are done beating up the small family farm and diesel becomes unobtainium, the small family farm will not be able to exist in the way it does now. That means the reason that we can produce beef for roughly, let's say, 100 head run 100 head of beef here. The reason we can do that is because we have the leverage of machinery. Without the leverage of machinery, we can't do it. We can't raise 100 head. That means it's going to be less cattle. That means it's going to happen to every single farmer, not just us. And, you know, unless they have some government connection where they get diesel fuel that other farmers can't get. The bottom line is you can expect food to keep going up from now on with no relief in sight.
Absolutely. The diesel fuel already went up 40 cents this past month, and I expect it's going to continue to go up more. But I'm glad I've got a meat saw with the grinder on it and everything. In fact, I learned something the other day when I was cutting it up. I had a brand new blade because the other one had got metal, you know, it's kind of been destroyed. Well, the blade was too long. So I looked on YouTube, and sure enough, how to weld your broken bandsaw blade. So I took the weld that was on the new one, bent it a couple of times, and it snapped. I cut off a piece with my tin snips, matched it up to, you know, my old blade, and put it on, and it worked wonderfully. So you can weld with a wire feed welder your bandsaw blade.
So, Class, what Greg is talking about is a MIG, M-I-G, welder, right? A wire feed,
yes.
MIG welder. Now, did you use gas?
No, this was just a $100 Harbor Freight cheap flux included welder.
Okay. Yeah, flux core. You can use flux inside the wire, or the wire that you're going to be using as the weld, or you can use gas to shield the weld. But either way, you can weld. And I suggest, Class, you look into a welder. We have a couple welders here. One is a Lincoln AC225, which is an old-fashioned looking thing. They still make them, though. They look just like the old-fashioned ones of maybe 60 years ago, and they work really well for stick welding. But for small jobs, MIG welding is a better approach, and maybe even TIG, T-I-G welding. I don't have one, don't know much about it, but for around here, the farm use, a MIG welder works pretty well. We have a Harbor Freight one. It's for small jobs. It will work for small jobs, but if you need it to run more than a duty cycle of 20%, you can't do it. Meaning 20% duty cycle means 20% of the time it's on, the rest of the time it's cooling. And then back to 20% on and then cooling. But if you need one with a longer duty cycle, you have to get a Miller or a Lincoln or, you know, something like that. But for small projects, Harbor Freight will work.
Yeah, and I built a couple of drilling rigs with that that little welder. I mean, it was really the best $100 I spent. I have to replace the tip on it once in a while, but yeah, we're in some really quick, I don't know what to call them, times. They're just, the economy is just sliding right off the cliff. But I just thought I'd put that comment in there because I thought $6 for that little one, it's just a good thing that I got my freezer full. But thanks for letting me say something.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll see you on Friday, hour number one. Do you know what you're going to be talking about on Friday?
What's that?
Do you know what you'll be, what the class syllabus is for Friday?
I was thinking about talking a little bit about water, but I would like to invite a friend on there if he's got some time to come on air with me, Eric Madsen.
Okay.
And he can... Yeah. He's really up on what's going on, and very enlightening.
Okay, very good. We'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you
on Friday. Hour number one. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Bye.
Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, no, that's good. But what I was wanting to say, it was very interesting what Greg was saying, by the way, about meat. And, you know, once again, because he has land, he's able to put, you know, these calves on the land and grow them up and produce his own meat. You know, that's once again control of resources. And if for whatever reason he didn't have access to a USDA slaughterhouse, then to fill his own freezer up, then he could learn how to butcher his own meat. And that is, I mean, I've never butchered a cow, but I've butchered sheep and goats and kangaroos and smaller animals like that, chickens and rabbits and such like. And I remember my mum saying once, because it was my mum that taught me how to butcher an animal, she was a farmer as well and a market gardener, and she said, once you've done a sheep, they're all the same. You know, it's just a matter of scale, that's all. And I said, oh, okay, that's nice to know. And she said, yeah, you can use this method for the lot of them. And you don't need a firearm to kill a sheep. You just need a really, really, really sharp kitchen knife. That's all that you need. And put the you know, if there's anyone who's got a sensitive stomach, then just chew it out for the next minute or two. You put the sheep on its side, you tie its legs, you get the sharp kitchen knife, you slit under the jawline with the jugular, and you make sure that you put the knife into the spinal cord at the back, and then you take the head off. And that's how you kill a sheep. That's how you kill any animal. And it's quick, it's humane, and I wouldn't say the animal feels nothing, but it feels very little. And you can do the whole job in as quick as you like when you get good at it. That's, it costs you no money. Doesn't even cost you the cost of a bullet. And you can learn how to do that. You can learn how to cut it into sections. You know, the various cuts of meat like you would get in a butcher shop. And you can learn how to do this. You can feed yourself. You could do the same thing with a cow, except obviously a cow's bigger. But there's particular ways to throwing a cow onto its side, tying its leg.
G'day, I'm Jamel.
And I remember once or twice, very unfortunate.
At teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, that's the kind of radio you hear everywhere else, right? How to prepare a sheep for processing. You know, Gwyneth, we were talking about Vladimir Putin, and when he was in elementary school, he lived in a fifth floor walk-up apartment. You know, community type housing. That's the term they use. And he was a C student, grade C, you know, average. His parents were against sports. They didn't like sports. So he didn't have the privilege of being born into a wealthy family. But by the sixth grade, he became interested in sports, and he found this mentor who encouraged him to do better in studies in order to be involved in sports. And he loved sports. He loved physical education. He loved history, and he loved German literature. This is Vladimir Putin. And ultimately, his grades improved, and he decided that he was interested in law. So he got a law degree under his belt. And so he entered, the law department of Leningrad State University. And there was incredible competition. There's one seat for every 40 people. One seat for every 40 people who wanted that seat. And he easily entered without any problems. We're talking about Vladimir Putin. Then he wanted to be in the intelligence field. And he was officially assigned to the KGB. So here we have a guy that was he was kind of a troublemaker in early years of elementary school, you know, a C student. And he got some leadership, some encouragement from a mentor, and he became president of the country. Now, they used to say things like, when I was going to school, that, you know, a poor guy could become president of the United States. Well, that's obviously not true in the United States. But it happened in Russia. And Vladimir Putin is the guy that did it. So he's a lawyer and he's a PhD. He has a doctorate. Now, there's some scandal about his PhD, whether he was a plagiarist. That is has surfaced. But Joe Biden's a plagiarist. There's questions about Vladimir Putin being a plagiarist for his PhD work, but not proven. But Joe, yeah, he's a card-carrying plagiarist in the Senate and in law school at the university. So right now, it doesn't seem that plagiarism is that big of a deal, you know, in the highest offices of the land. We've been desensitized to it. As a matter of fact, we're so desensitized to plagiarism being a bad thing that some people are willing to put a plagiarist in the White House. Can you imagine that? And what do plagiarists do? Well, they steal other people's work, obviously. And they try to do things that, well, maybe you wouldn't think would be reasonable. Like, Joe just announced that there's a $13 billion, billion dollar energy package to bring energy costs down for low and moderate income families to help with winter bills. That's what he's doing. 6 days until the midterms, that's what he just announced. Now, do you think that's going to take effect before the election, or is this like some kind of a carrot that's out in front of us on a pole that we can never reach? And then what the government giveth, the government can taketh away. And if the government giveth, it will cost us way more than what the government giveth. What I'm saying is, if they give you a dollar, it's going to cost you 10 over time. Gwyneth?
Yeah. It's Jesus Christ said something a long time ago. He said, you'll know them by their fruits. Okay? And the fact of it is that I don't believe that Vladimir Putin is a plagiarist. You know? He's a retired KGB assassin. He used to run the East German Stasi. Those are other points that are on his resume. So, yes, he's ruthless. Yes, he's somebody who's probably going to be a very bad enemy, but he's not a plagiarist. And how do we know that? Because the things we wrote about back in the 1990s, he's now implementing in Russia. And there's food in his grocery stores. I think I can hear music.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying he's a plagiarist. I'm saying that when you do research on this class, you're going to find that out.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Gwyneth and I will be right. We're going to be right back. And by the way, now there are a lot of people who admire the nationalism stance that Vladimir Putin's taking. Russia's first. And not so much with our country, right?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.